On WBFO's Press Pass this week, Jim Fink of Business First looks at the impact of entertainment on the regional economy, from the emerging film industry to the effect of live concerts on business in a Niagara County town. First, Jim Fink provides an update on what's happening at the former site of the Park Lane restaurant on Gates Circle.
Uniland Development, which has owned the site going back almost 20 years, has decided to build 12 upscale townhouses, 7 of which will be facing Delaware and Gates Circle, 5 will be facing out onto Lancaster.
There's enough space at that site for that?
Yeah, there's a little bit more than an acre of land.
Okay.
And the townhouses, they're going to be 2 and 3 stories, so they're going to be more vertical than horizontal.
All right.
So there'll be enough room. The largest townhouses will be about 3,800 square feet with 4 bedrooms. And
sounds nice, and it's at a nice location. And what can I pick it up for?
Every real estate agent I've talked to predicts that these 12 units will go well north of $1 million. Mind you, the most recent top residential sale in Buffalo is about $1.3 million.
Jim, you're taking a look at the entertainment industry here in Western New York. We've got a couple elements to this. First, taking a look at the film industry here.
Tim Clark and Rich Ball, the Film Commission, coupled with the New York State Film Tax Credits, has suddenly made Buffalo a very attractive place to do movies. You know, it's great to say movies are being filmed here. Crown Vic is being filmed here right now. Bashir is coming up later in July to be filmed, later this month. Those are nice. You know, that's sort of the icing on the cake. You know, the cool. But what it's changing Buffalo's perception. For the longest time, Buffalo was known as being a Rust Belt city, not much going on. The Bills lost 4 Super Bowls. We were still living with the legacy of the Blizzard 77. Now Buffalo's cool, it's chic, you know, everyone's written about it, but this is the Hollywood folks coming in and, again, spending their own money, making their own investment, saying, we believe that Buffalo's a cool place.
Back to the entertainment theme here for a second. Art Park, you want to focus on Art Park and the concert series that goes on there.
Correct. Everyone thinks of Art Park and they think of the Tuesday or Wednesday night concerts, and that's good. There's a concert here tonight with Bare Naked Ladies, given the fact that they're very popular and they're from Canada. There's going to be a huge influx of people. Lost in all this is the positive impact that Art Park has on Lewiston.
Okay.
On concert nights, go down Center Street, all the bars, restaurants are all jam-packed. It's like their cash cow. Even things like the Whirlpool jet boat tours.
Okay.
They pick up people on concert days because people come in. For many people, it's their chance to discover Lewiston. You know, when you talk about regionalism, and we should be talking about regionalism, you know, Lewiston sometimes gets overlooked. But I think Art Park is a great magnet that maybe opens people's eyes to what's in Lewiston. It's kind of at least along Center Street, it's kind of a cool, chic, you know, maybe a junior version of Elmwood or Hurdle, but it's got its own feel to it.
Jim Fink, thanks very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.